Well, let's face it, we are wonderful. Oh, there. Now, see, if you'd have been here, you could have been singing. You missed the singing. You missed the singing, and now you're going to have to sing by yourself. Are you ready?
She'll do it.
Tell her. You have to sing a solo if you come in and miss the singing. She doesn't listen to me. But who does? I don't even listen to myself, and I'm thankful I don't sometimes. Well, this is a time when someone gets to share their thoughts with us. And you know, we're not the church where you do preaching. We're just talkers. You know, I just think living spiritually is living lovingly, and it's a wonderful way to live. Sorry for anybody that doesn't get the joy of love. Nicole. I haven't seen her for so long, she's too busy out there in the world. But I love her anyway. But this is, you know, when you can get together like this and just sing and your heart be happy, you can feel God's presence. And that Carrie over there with her fancy singing, I thought she was going to jump up on here and start. You realize what a treat it gives me when I can come in here and look at all of you? Wow. My little L.A. import that I don't get to see very often, but she just glides in every once in a while with a little smile on her face, knowing full well Millie's going to be glad to see me. Isn't this just, God wants us to be happy. I think God might have even invented happiness. What do you think? And he would certainly like for us to use his invention. Oh, I thought he was going to take his chin off and give it to me. I get to see a lot while I'm up here, don't I? I thought he was really trying to get it loose and give it to me. I could probably use it, honey. But when I'm up here and I get to look out at all these faces I love, what a joy to me, huh, honey? What a joy. She and I had a great phone conversation the other day, didn't we? You know, when you love people, it's one of the greatest joys on earth. It absolutely is one of the greatest joys on earth. I fell in love with this kid tonight. Right there, he's a little bit young for me, but what's that matter? Huh? What's it matter? You know, he's got a nice mother, so I could be his mother too, couldn't I? He doesn't have to just have one. We don't have very many here tonight. What's the matter? Everybody sleeping in? But anyhow, we're going to have the fun of hearing this young lady share her thoughts with us. And I don't think there's any, maybe one or two in this room that doesn't know her. And I've known her now for quite a few years. Not as many as I've known some of the rest of you, though. But of course, some of you are a lot older than her, too. I am. I'm a lot older than her. No, I'm not. Only a year or two. Anyhow, are you ready to hear our talker or speaker or whatever you want to call her? Are you ready?
Yep.
Kimberly.
I hope everyone had a good 4th of July. So today I want to talk about forgiveness because it's one of those things I think we all need to do for ourselves and for other people, right, around us or whatever that might be. So what is forgiveness? What does the Bible say about forgiveness? And do I have to forgive? What if I don't want to forgive? We've all been there, right? How does it give me power, and how does it align me with my spiritual self? So what does the dictionary say the meaning of forgive is? To stop feeling anger toward someone who has done something wrong, to stop blaming someone, to stop feeling anger about something, and to forgive someone for something wrong. So I read a rabbi's viewpoint on the definition of forgiveness, and I'm going to share it with you. So the definition for forgiveness could be giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me. Kind of powerful, huh? The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. When we wrong someone, we seek his or her forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. It is important to remember that forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. Instead, it is an act of love, mercy, and grace. It also kind of frees ourselves, right? A little bit, because when we're holding on to that anger, it's really not healthy for us either. What does the Bible say about forgiveness? The Bible talks about forgiveness, and it's a good starting point on the how and the why. We forgive because we have been forgiven by God. It talks about that in Ephesians. We forgive others to gain control of our lives from our hurt emotions. We also forgive so we won't become bitter and defile those around us. Because you think about it, right? When you're in that stage and you're really angry at somebody, you kind of stay in that bitter stage, and it's really not healthy for us spiritually. Who's the first person you should always forgive? Very good. I'm done. That's right. That would be you. Such good learners. If God can forgive and forget, why is it so hard to forgive ourselves and move forward? We can continue to beat ourselves up over and over, yet if you are sorry, then let it go. Why? God already let it go. Think about that. When you had that in your heart, it's already done, right? So he's not holding on to it. Practice on you and become an expert forgiver. I mean, there's probably a lot of things we can forgive ourselves about, right? So we're practicing ourselves. It kind of can make it a little bit easier for you to forgive somebody else because we're the hardest on ourselves. I mean, I know I'm really hard on myself a lot of times. If we cannot forgive ourselves, then how can we comprehend forgiving other people? So how do you forgive yourself? Anyone have a clue? Take responsibility for your actions. You need to acknowledge what you did in your part. Stop focusing on what you did wrong. Think about that. Because it keeps you in that negative space, right? Show yourself compassion. Learn from the mistake. Be okay with being human. Because we all make mistakes, right? And don't do it again. That's the most important. I mean, if you keep repeating something, how can you really forgive if you keep doing the same habit, you know? Or how can you let other people forgive you if you're going to continually do the same thing to them over and over? These will help facilitate forgiveness, and it also allows your spirit to heal you and to propel you forward in life. It kind of keeps you in that higher spiritual vibration as well because you're focusing more on the positive, right? You're focusing on the healing aspect. So do we have to forgive others? I see some shake their heads. No. It can be difficult, right? It's probably a good idea. We don't have to do anything, and we can determine what should or should not be forgiven. Think about that. You don't have to do it, right? It's up to you. Consider this, though. If you're holding on to the anger and the bitterness, where does your power lie? In you or with that other person? Think about that. Forgiveness puts aside ego and control. Forgiveness is not so much an act as an attitude. As an act, forgiveness raises the forgiver above the forgiven. Think about that. As an act, forgiveness raises the forgiver above the forgiven. It empowers the one even as it disempowers the other. Do you want to give your power to somebody else, you guys? Think about that. So you are giving the power to the other person because you are not willing to look at the situation. It is okay to take time to process your feelings around the situation. That is healthy. So think about this. It's a matter of time. Just because someone does something to you right now, like if I was going to go pinch you or something right now, you could decide to forgive me right now, or you could wait to process it to think, am I in the right space to forgive the person? Because when you really forgive, you want to let it go, right? You want to fully let it go so it doesn't come back up. So you can take time to decide when you're ready to let that go, because you've got to know why you're forgiving. And you got to understand the process of the forgiveness too. Because if you don't fully understand it, it's still there. They still have that power on there because you haven't let it go. Forgiving allows us to release the handcuffs of the bitterness. Emotionally, it releases us from the anger, and spiritually, it allows only love to live in that space. We hear it a lot, right? You can't think positive and negative at the same time. So which are you going to give the power to? So here's a few scenarios of the power. So a young child screaming, I hate you, because they want something, and you just said no. We've all seen it happen probably in a shopping mall or, right, they want a toy or whatever that is. I'm sure you lovely parents have experienced that back there. Should this be hurtful and need forgiving? The answer is no, because the child should not have the power over you. They're just doing what any child would do who still has yet to discover the true meaning of the words and their actions. Their assessment of you should not matter. That child does not have the power over you. Okay, here's another scenario. Your friend tells you they hate you because of a misunderstanding, and you know you did nothing wrong. Do you forgive them? Who has the power? You most likely will forgive them of their words, especially when they realize their error, right, and ask for forgiveness. The difference here is that you have the power over them. That person was in the wrong. But it's you knowing that they're in the wrong. It's a different intention, right? Another scenario. Your words have really hurt someone, and you have really made that person angry. They can't let it go and are making you miserable and repeatedly reminding you of your mistake or the mistake. You ask sincerely for their forgiveness, and you know that it's not something you're going to repeat again, right? You don't plan on doing this again. But they don't grant you the forgiveness. How does that make you feel? However, are you expected to forgive, expect the forgiveness because you want to be free from the guilt, right? Maybe, or the pain, or the hurt, or the turmoil that you may have caused. So you want it because you want it to be okay, that you did what you did. The expectation of forgiveness is a tactic because you want to be free of your own guilt. Therefore, if you begin to feel angry and slighted because they're not forgiving you, and now you feel you're owed an apology, they now have the power over you. Think about that. If you've sincerely asked for forgiveness on something, and you know you're not going to do it again, and you're now mad because they won't give you that, they still have that power over you. Just let it go, because they need to process it, right? And all you can do is prove it differently, maybe in the future, if you have that opportunity with that person. So when we focus on forgiveness as an act, it's all too often becomes a tactic, and it's very manipulative. But when we understand forgiveness as an attitude, something else altogether happens. People don't purposely set out to hurt others usually, right? I mean, do you? Maybe sometimes we do. But, you know, we're all human. We all have that aspect of us. It's not saying it's wrong or right. But you have to expect to be hurt sometimes in life. That's just part of our growing. That's part of our path. And people are most often victims of their own inner turmoil. And this turmoil just erupts now and again in ways that hurt. Sometimes we get angry, right, at things we're doing, and we yell at somebody because they just said something to us, right? And we've all done, or you're like really short with somebody, but you don't really mean it that way. You're just in a different frame of mind because whatever's going on within you. So do I have to forgive? And do I want to? These are good questions. Remember, forgiveness is yours to give. Forgiving everybody, no matter what they do, can be a lot to ask. I'm sure each of us has a scenario in our life we can think of that maybe we still haven't forgiven, right? And, you know, sometimes I think we think forgiveness is about forgetting. It doesn't mean you forget what happened. It just means you move forward from it. Because it's good to remember what happened so you don't that mistake doesn't happen again, or you don't allow that to happen again to yourself. So individually, it's up to us to decide how, who, or when to forgive. And again, we don't have to do anything. What if the scenario is you were physically harmed? It was a crime against you. We hear of some of these young children taken against their will, right? And the pain emotionally and physically they had to endure by their captors. Yet they are found, and over time you see them speak out about their story. We've seen that happen many times. I can't think of the lady that I just saw. Was it Elizabeth Smart? Yeah, is the one that's talking about it. But yet she talks about how she forgave her kidnappers of the horrors. Can you imagine that? But do you know what she did? She did the best thing for herself. She no longer allowed herself to be the victim. She allowed to take the power back, and she had her own power because she was going to let that person still control how she lived her life every day. He doesn't have that power over her any longer. And healing. I'm sure she has her moments. You know, she probably has a process to go through. But being stop being the victim regains that power that you have. And think about it. She gets to, or anybody here, gets to live your life differently from that point forward, right? It's a whole big difference. And forgiveness is not conditional. You can't forgive someone if they do A, B, or C. Has anyone had that happen to them? Oh, if you do this and that, then I'm going to forgive you. Or maybe we've done it to somebody else. But it's not conditional. That's not forgiveness either, right? You can either forgive or you don't. There's not really that gray area necessarily in forgiveness. You can be working on it, I suppose. You can be working on forgiving somebody. That's like a kind of punishment to yourself. They still have the power over you if you're not working towards that forgiveness. Working on a plan to regain trust is different than forgiving. Whether someone does one or 100 different things to show you they are sorry, does it matter if you cannot let it go and forgive? Each one of us has to discover forgiveness for our own selves. So Wikipedia, I think Lindy, well, she's not listening, it's not Sunday, but Hindu religion, we live stream on Sundays. Forgiveness is essential for one to free oneself from negative thoughts and being able to focus on blissfully living a moral and ethical life. In the highest self-realized state, forgiveness becomes essence of one's personality, where the persecuted person remains unaffected, without agitation, without feeling like a victim, free from anger. That's in the Hindu religion. That's how they believe about forgiveness. I mean, I feel we should all work on forgiving our wrongs and other people's wrongs. And I'm going through a situation right now that I'm telling you, I'm working hard, but the forgiveness part is not there quite yet. And I'll be honest about it, because it's kind of one of those things in life where somebody keeps doing something to you and you're just kind of like, why? And sometimes it's okay just to be mad for a minute, right? And just let, because if I don't understand why I'm feeling mad about this situation, how can I move on from forgiving or letting it go as to what's happening? And because it's really not about that other person. It's really about me and my own sanity, or insanity, maybe, depends, and my emotional well-being, right? Because how does it help your life? Stressed out, maybe you're not sleeping, if you're going through all this stuff. It's really not helping out your health either as you go through something. But when you forgive, you let go of the negative emotions, vengefulness, expectations, limitations, bitterness, sadness, anger, and disappointment. And happiness, optimism, joy, and balance starts to take over. Can you imagine having that? Doesn't that sound a little bit more fun than the other, right? It is simple, like kind of like attracts like, right? Or what you put out to the universe comes back. So if you're continually feeding negativity, that maybe you're getting that back all the time. If you send positive out, you get positive. They say that sometimes, but sometimes you wonder. You're sending out positive and you see negative coming back. So, you know, it's just kind of that balance of looking at what are you going to let bother you in life. Forgiveness is positive and spiritually brings you to a higher vibration. And when we're here, right, at church, that's what we're trying to do, be at a little bit higher vibration, kind of get ourselves doing it. And we're learning this process. We have things that happen to us daily. We're human, you guys. It's okay to be human for a day, a minute, it's 100% okay. We got to give ourselves that break once in a while to be human. We've all made a mistake. And if you haven't made a mistake, well, please share with us how that is possible, because that would be great. I mean, there are meditations on forgiveness, workshops on forgiveness. What they can't show you is how to forgive. I mean, they can kind of give you scenarios, right? Just even in this talk, I can't tell you how to do it. It has to come from in here. The how is up to you individually. And it must come from a place within our own self. So when someone comes to you and asks for forgiveness, just try to grant it to them. It does not mean that you have to accept them back into your life or the situation that happened. Just grant them their forgiveness. It's not saying you have to forget. There's a difference in that. It's not a forgive and forget. I don't even know where that saying actually came from, but it's kind of, how can you forget, right? So, quote, forgiveness does not excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. It allows you to begin releasing the emotions you have tied to the event, and it allows you just to start in that next path, to stay in a higher vibration. So, in conclusion, try not to use forgiveness as a tactic or manipulation, but use forgiveness as a powerful tool to become emotionally and spiritually healthy. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. Living in this way, spirit can work with you on a higher, more impactful level. And I'm going to leave you with a quote. It takes a strong person to say sorry and an even stronger person to forgive. Thank you guys for this time.